Greetings in Jesus' name on this 11th day of August, the year of our Lord 2020. It's currently 68 degrees here, but temperatures will be soaring all the way to 94 degrees today with a heat index of around 100. We have had one of the hottest summers since records have been kept here in this part of the country. And it's unique because I've chosen this summer to build a home for our family. We sold the old farmhouse, and we're building a home. We are setting up our lives for the chapter that we feel God has for us in our lives. That is this next chapter, preparing, planning, and pursuing with great rigor to go forward for Christ and starting more churches and helping more churches and preaching and encouraging other churches. That's what it's all about. And so we're thrilled about that. And we're asking God to continue to help us to finish this project. It just happened to be that pretty much the country quarantined themselves through the summer. And so the timing could not have been any better. Thank you for praying for us and believing God with us as we have went on pursuing what God has put in our hearts. Today I'm flying up to Center Conway, New Hampshire, to be a part of a gospel meeting. I'll be preaching today to a group of preachers, and I sure do covet your prayers. Pray for us as we go. Also, we'll be working, putting in more windows today on the home. That's going to prove to be a great day for Christ. Thank you for believing God with us as we pursue the Lord and His work. And oh my, what a joy it is. In your Bible, Proverbs chapter number 11 and verse number 1, a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. This verse speaks of integrity. Whenever we are doing things, we should make for sure that we do things with integrity, not with a false balance. No, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. If you're looking at this in light of having a scale, and we had that last night at our Bible school. We had a bucket on one side, a bucket on the other, and we were seeing who won, the boys or the girls. We had a scale. Now, the one that's in charge of the scale could have grabbed the scale and could have held it down like that was the winner, but that would have been a false balance. And in life, a false balance is abomination to the Lord. He wants us to be people of integrity. He doesn't want us to live life in kind of a shady way and a deceitful way. A just weight is His delight. Doing things right is the Lord's delight. And we need to know that. Verse 2, when pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. You better believe it. When pride enters into an individual's life, shame will be the fruit of that. And it will be the fruit of that in a church and in a family and across the world in our jobs. We must be humble people and not allow pride to enter into our lives. With the lowly, though, when we experience that humility in our life, comes wisdom. God grants us exactly what we need. And oh, how wonderful it is to know that. Verse 3, the integrity of the upright shall guide them. There is guidance that comes when you're upright and you are a person of integrity. God leads us along, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. And oh my, we must stay true to the Lord. And then verse 4, and we're done. Riches profit not in the day of wrath. What good's that going to do? What good's the stocks going to do? What good's the savings account going to do in the day of wrath? Riches profit not in the day of wrath. We must steward our resources right now. Not wait, but steward them right now. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. Thank God I have the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He has imputed it to me by when I placed my faith and trust in Him. He has given me His righteousness. And oh, how wonderful it is to know that, how encouraged we are, and we're praying that we can just continue on for the glory of God. You've been listening to the Wings with Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.